Hello, year four. I can't believe it's the last chapter of James and the Giant Peach, chapter 39. I hope that you have a lovely summer. Please keep reading because words are like little treasures and if you read them, you can become rich. So keep reading and I'll miss you, but I'll see you again very, very soon. So, chapter 39. And thus the journey ended, but the travellers lived on. Every one of them became rich and successful in the new country. The centipede was made vice president in charge of sales of a high-class firm of boot and shoe manufacturers. The earthworm, with his lovely pink skin, was employed by a company that made women's face creams to speak commercials on television. The silkworm and Miss Spider, after they both had been taught to make nylon thread instead of silk, set up a factory together and made ropes for tightrope walkers. The glowworm became the light inside the torch on the Statue of Liberty and thus saved a grateful city from having to pay a huge electricity bill every year. The old green grasshopper became a member of the New York Symphony Orchestra, where his playing was greatly admired. The ladybird, who had been haunted all her life by the fear that her house was on fire and her children all gone, married the head of the fire department and lived happily ever after. And as for the enormous peach stone, it was set up permanently in a place of honour in Central Park and became a famous monument. But it was not only a famous monument, it was also a famous house. And inside the famous house there lived a famous person, James Henry Trotter, himself. And all you had to do any day of the week was to go and knock upon the door, and the door would always be opened to you. And you would always be asked to come inside and see the famous room where James had first met his friends. And sometimes, if you were very lucky, you would find the old green grasshopper in there as well, resting peacefully in a chair before the fire. Or perhaps it would be the ladybird, who had dropped in for a cup of tea and a gossip. Or the centipede, to show off a new batch of particularly elegant boots that he had just acquired. Every day of the week, hundreds and hundreds of children from far and near came pouring into the city to see the marvellous peach stone in the park. And James Henry Trotter, who once, if you remember, had been the saddest and loneliest little boy that you could find, now had all the friends and playmates in the world. And because so many of them were always begging him to tell and tell again the story of his adventures on the peach, he thought it would be nice if, one day, he sat down and wrote it as a book. So he did. And that is what you have just finished reading. Well done, boys and girls.